In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today is the holiday of the Archangel Gabriel, and it's a holiday that combined all the holidays of him in this one day, always after the Annunciation. My beloved, the Archangel has brought wonderful news to the Mother of God that she's going to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the wonderful news is spread all over the universe. And as he had done before, he foretold to Zacharias that he is going to become a father, and for the John the prophet. And of course Zacharias didn't want to believe it, because he was already very old and his wife was very old. He was already 80 years old, and it's not possible, he said. And the archangel said to him, well, you will be silent until it happens, so you know that the God can do anything that he wants. And of course it is when the mother of a future mother of God, when she had said, how is it possible when I have don't know any man, that I have not been touched by a man? And he said, very simple, is the Holy Spirit is going to come down on you, and you're going to be able to bring forth the Son, the God Almighty. The Father is sending him to this earth so that he will save mankind from all the terrible sins that they have committed. And then, my beloved Saint, the Archangel Gabriel had so many times had helped other people, continues to help other people in bringing them and all the good news of salvation. My beloved, we have to pay more attention to our angels and archangels and all the heavenly dwellers. We have to really do that, because if we are stuck here on this earth and just think work on the temporary things of this world and don't have the mind and the heart with the heavenly dwellers, we're not going to make it over there, because we haven't learned to love them. If we don't think about them, we can't love them. You know, but if you love somebody, you think about them and you don't want to be separated from them. Well, this is what we have to feel in our heart. We should not want to be separated from our guardian angel, from all the heavenly dwellers, from Archangel Gabriel, who brought that wonderful news to the world, and of course, Archangel Michael and all the heavenly hosts. We should feel that we want to become one day to actually see them, as they are in the kingdom of heaven, and be in communion with them. My beloved, we have to learn to live in this world in such a way as not to forget the heavens, because that's where our eternal life is going to be. That's where we always will be living, because this is very short-lived place, and we have to pay much less attention to this place than what we are. We have to more and more look at our angels and beg them and ask them to continue to keep on praying for us, to bring us to the kingdom of heaven, because they love us. They love us because they love the Lord, and we are a creation of the Lord, and the Lord sustains our life. And they are always praying for us because they want our salvation. They don't want us to perish, and they have the true love of our Lord in their hearts. That's what we have to learn to, you know, copy them, to also to have that kind of love for each other and pray for each other and ask the Lord to forgive our sins and to bring us to true repentance so that we'll be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven by acquiring finally the real love for the heavenly dwellers, and that we want to be united with them. May our Archangel Gabriel continue to plead for us before the throne of God and before the Mother of God and all the heavenly dwellers, to continue to forgive us all the time, and to bring us about to come to realization that the real life is not here, but it's going to be in the kingdom of heaven, where we want to go and where we want to be witnesses of all the wonderful, indescribable, wonderful things that are in heaven, and most of all that we'll be able to see our Lord and His, our Mother, the Theotokos, and all the heavenly dwellers, and of course also the Archangel Gabriel. God help us to bring us about through the prayers of the archangels and all the angels to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.